on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, there's been a 7% rise in the number of people accessing homeless services in the northwest. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson says the government isn't doing enough to end bureaucracy. Over 6,000 appointments were cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital last year, up 44% on the previous year. We'll be speaking to a member of the Regional Health Forum. Dublin-born Cardinal prepares to preside at the rite of sealing of the coffin of the late Pope Francis. That takes place at 8 o'clock this evening ahead of the Pope's funeral tomorrow, and two young people lose their lives in separate collisions in the southeast in the past 24 hours. Later in the bulletin, Chris Ashmore is here with sports news. That's coming up shortly after 5:15, and it's a Friday, so beg on Nuchling Le Colum Ferreter. But we begin with homelessness figures, and there's been a 7% rise in the number of people accessing homelessness services across the northwest. According to the figures published for March by the Department of Housing this afternoon, 169 people accessed emergency accommodation in the region, compared to 158 in February. The Donegal figure was 67, an 11.5% increase on the previous month. The number of families homeless in the northwest at the end of March was 19, a rise of 3, with 42 dependent children. That's one less than February. Nationally, 15,418 people were accessing emergency accommodation at the end of March. That's an increase of 40 on the previous month and another new record. With more, here's Eamon Torsney.
More than 10,700 adults and over 4,600 children were accessing emergency accommodation at the end of March. In total, 15,418 people were homeless. That's up on February's figure of 15,378. Figures from the Department of Housing show more than 1,500 families were homeless in Dublin, the highest figure nationwide. That was followed by the Midwest with 142 families and the Mideast with 117. Since March last year, there has been an increase of 11% in the number of people homeless.
Well, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson Ono Brin believes the government is not doing enough to end the bureaucracy, which he says is preventing the provision of more social and affordable housing.
I don't believe Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael were ever serious about delivering the volume of social and affordable homes that are required to meet this crisis. Even if they had met their targets, they still would have been delivering less than half of what's required. But also, the primary reason why the government keeps missing its social affordable housing targets is the level of bureaucracy imposed, in particular by the Department of Finance and Department of Public Expenditure and Reform.
Over 6,000 appointments were cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital last year, up 44% on the previous year. A total of 6,216 cancellations were recorded at the hospital during 2024, almost double the number of appointments cancelled in Sligo. The HSE is citing a number of reasons, including emergency department attendances, staff shortages, infection outbreaks and industrial action. Councillor Gerry McMonagall, a member of the Regional Health Forum West, says the figures are extremely concerning. He's urging the HSE to carry out a full review of services.
We've been now at minister after minister's door looking for the capacity at the hospital to be increased or the staff vacancies to be filled. But for some reason, we're not able to do that. And I'm at call now on the HSE to have to sit down, do a review of the services at the hospital and try and get to the nub of this problem.
Dublin-born Cardinal Kevin Farrell is set to preside at the rite of sealing of the coffin of the late Pope Francis at 8 o'clock this evening. It'll mark the end of public viewing in St Peter's Basilica, which has seen over 150,000 people pay their respects to the late Pope. The Pope's funeral will take place at 9 tomorrow morning in St Peter's Square, less than a week after his last public appearance there. Two people have lost their lives in separate collisions in the southeast in the past 24 hours. A teenage girl has died following a single vehicle collision in Tipperary, while a woman in her 50s died in a crash involving a car and a lorry in County Kilkenny, close to Waterford City. With more, here's Rachel Dunphy.
The teenage girl died when the car she was driving left the road at Kilaldry Bridge in Kilmoyler and entered the River Aherlow. Her body was recovered from the water this morning by members of the Garda Water Unit and has since been removed to the mortuary where a post-mortem exam is due to take place. Meanwhile, in a separate incident, a woman has died following a collision on the N25 near Glenmore in County Kilkenny. The collision involving a lorry and a car occurred at around 10:30 this morning. The driver of the car, a woman in her 50s was pronounced dead at the scene. Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses to either collision to contact them.
The environmental watchdog is urging people living close to industrial facilities to contact them if they have any concerns about pollution. Bad smells and water pollution are the most common failures detected by the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA identified 10 industrial and waste licensed facilities as national priority sites in 2024 in its latest report out today. That list included two Donegal companies, Oriva Consumer Foods for discharges to water and Glenmore Biogas for odour issues. They've both been removed from the list going into 2025 after improvements were made in both cases. The EPA says food and drink, as well as waste facilities, are the most likely to breach compliance rules. Programme manager at the EPA's Office of Environmental Enforcement, Pamela McDonnell, says local people can provide valuable information.
A licensed site cannot have odours from its activity impacting on amenities beyond the site boundary. So what's really important for us is when we receive complaints from people who are living close by to a licensed site, because that gives us an idea of what's actually happening in practice in the local area, and it gives us great intelligence in order to go and investigate that odour. So it's very, very important that we get that picture, and we always act on the odour complaints received.
The Coherlick of Donegal County Council, Councillor Niamh Kennedy, and the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Lillian Sinoy Barr, have both been awarded honorary doctoral degrees from Worcester State University in Massachusetts. The honorary degrees were awarded in recognition of their outstanding contributions to civil leadership, community engagement and cross-border collaboration, in particular because of their involvement in the Northwest Tertiary Education Cluster that comprises the ATU, the Donegal ETB, Ulster University and Northwest Regional College. More on that story plus pictures on our website highlandradio.com. There's been an almost 50% increase in the number of Airbnb listings in Donegal. A new report from the ESRI shows coastal areas near tourist hotspots, particularly the Glenties electoral area in Donegal, have a high ratio of Airbnb listings compared to private rental properties based on figures between 2019 and 2023. The body says, however, there is no evidence linking increases in short-term letting activity to falls in new long-term rental tenancies. Government is planning to bring in tougher rules for holiday lets in a bid to boost private rental homes, but the ESRI's Dr. Rachel Slaymaker is not sure that'll work.
It doesn't mean that the short-term let activity has not had a detrimental impact on the private rental sector in specific areas, and particularly given the scale in certain areas, it will have done. But it does suggest that it's not the sort of root cause of the falling numbers of private rental sector tenancies that we see.
Traces of home heating oil have been detected in a sewer in Milford. It was first discovered yesterday morning. One possible source has been identified, with investigations ongoing. Donegal County Council is urging to homeowners in that area to check their oil tanks and connections for possible leaks. The Northern Ireland Secretary is promising to fundamentally reform the controversial Legacy Act. It was introduced by the former UK government and prevents any criminal or civil action being taken over crimes committed during the Troubles. It was one of the issues discussed at a British-Irish intergovernmental conference at Hillsborough last evening. Secretary of State Hilary Benn says he wants the changes to be made soon.
We could spend a lot of time abolishing it, wasting all the money. No one's getting any younger. We haven't got time. Above all, the survivors and families haven't got time. Only then to recreate something that would look not terribly dissimilar from what we've got at the moment. And I thought a much more effective approach was to say, take the point about the criticisms, we will reform it.
A Donegal councillor says he believes ongoing conversations on United Ireland are positive. Councillor Dennis McGee, in supporting Irish Unity, says listening to both sides of the argument must be central to discussions. He told today's 9 till noon show that compromise will be key.
We're talking about a United Ireland, and that's very welcome. And listen, I would be all for a United Ireland, like, you know, and being for a United Ireland doesn't mean that you're not listening to the voice of the other side. Like, of course you are. It's a good conversation to have, like. It's all about conversation, compromising, all that kind of stuff, like, you know. I'd hate to think that it'd be 1,000 years away before we get a United Ireland. I'd like to see it definitely in my lifetime.
People in Remilton, Milford and Kerrykeel are being urged once again to conserve water. Ishke Éireann says it's continuing to closely monitor water levels at Loch Colum Kill. The utility is urging people to be mindful of their water usage to allow supply catch up with demand and enable reservoirs to fully replenish. Meanwhile, repairs to a burst water main are continuing in Manor Cunningham. Manor and surrounding areas may be affected by outages as a result. Works set to take place until 6:30 this evening. Donegal County Council's economic development team says a number of initiatives are underway to promote the county as a potential focus of investment, as well as an attractive place in which to live and work. An update was presented recently to meetings of the council's five municipal districts. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
At present, the council is progressing work to develop a new brochure promoting the value proposition for inward investment in Donegal and highlighting the county as a great place to live, work, study and do business. The intention is that the brochure will be available in print and digital formats. The team is also working on an inward investment relocation campaign with marketing agency Big O, which will include a new hero video, short videos or reels, social media and website promotion of the county. This campaign will be a follow-on campaign building upon the success of the previous Move to Donegal relocation campaign. The Donegal Tech Advocates Group launched earlier this month to promote, grow and empower the dynamic and innovative tech sectors across the county. The next event is taking place at the Letterkenny Public Services Centre on May 1st.
There's been a drop in the number of opposite-sex marriages registered in Donegal. 857 marriages registered in the county last year. That's down 5% on 2023. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
857 opposite-sex marriages were registered in Donegal in 2024. Figures from the Central Statistics Office show an increase in humanist and other religious denomination ceremonies in the county. The number of humanist ceremonies in Donegal was up 14% last year compared to 2023, while other religious denomination ceremonies rose 51%. Couples opting for Roman Catholic ceremonies dropped 10% in 2024. Meanwhile, Church of Ireland marriages were down 20%, civil ceremonies down 2%, and the number of spiritualist Union of Ireland ceremonies decreased 8% between 2023 and 2024.
The Taoiseach has taken a swipe at the Trump administration's involvement in brokering a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. Simon Harris says leaks about what an agreement might entail are unhelpful, especially when Ukraine themselves aren't at the negotiation table. It's after the US president suggested Ukraine might have to give up land in order to secure peace. The Taoiseach says a deal can't reward the aggressor, which is Russia.
In the last number of hours, whilst talking about peace, Russia have carried out vicious and brutal bombardments of Ukraine, including of Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv. So at a European level, I remain in very close contact with my EU counterparts. Europe stands ready, and I think it's unhelpful to have kind of speculation or leaks about what different countries might put forward as proposals.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leading supplier for GAA clubs at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Chris Ashmore.
Good evening, Donal. We begin with soccer, and Finn Harps are on the road in the SSC Airtricity League First Division. Kevin McHugh's side, who sit fifth in the table, make the long trip south to face third-place Cove Ramblers. The Cork side go into the game following back-to-back wins, while Harps are climbing up the table and are unbeaten in six matches. Former Harps captain Gavin Cullen says it will take a big effort to get anything from St Colman's Park this evening.
Been a bit more positive. Results have become more positive, and now there's a wee bit of light at the end of the tunnel, maybe, in terms of playoff push or a push up the table. Obviously, going to Cove, and by all accounts, they're not overnight again, which is very, very difficult. It's a real, real test for the players. And Cove obviously are having a good enough season, so to get anything in Cove this weekend will be a massive boost, but it could be a matter of, you know, an all or defeat and maybe regrouping again.
That game has a 7:45 start, as do the other games in the First Division. Second place Bray Wanderers are at home to Kerry. Treaty United entertain Athlone Town, and Wexford meet UCD. Leaders Dundalk not in action until tomorrow when they play Longford. In the Premier Division, Derry City make the trip to face Waterford, who are without a win in their last seven matches, and manager Keith Long departed the club last week. Well, despite there being a long way to go in the season, Waterford striker Porrick Almond insists they can't afford to think negatively.
What you don't want to do is just keep going, oh, well, there's loads of games, and then you're ticking them off bit by bit. And I'm not saying that's what happened to Dundalk last year, but it's potentially what they did. And you just don't want to get into that situation, and But the easiest way of doing it is getting results straight away. And as I said to you, we'll do everything in our power for Friday night.
In the other games this evening, Shamrock Rovers host Shelburne. Bohemians are in action against St Patrick's Athletic, and leaders Drogheda United play Galway United at Eamon DC Park. On the local front in the Donegal League tonight, in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division, KG Rovers round off their campaign at home to Bonagie United, who need to win to guarantee the runners-up spot. In the Old Orchard, Saturday Division 2, Kilmacrenan and Celtic are at home to Glenay United Reserves, while runners-up Erne Wanderers meet the champions Letterkenny Rovers Reserves in the last game for both clubs in that division this season. And in the Hannon Green O'Gara Cup in Inishowen, Quigley's Point Swifts meet Glengad, and that has a 6:30 start. On to Gaelic games, and Donegal have named an unchanged starting 15 for this weekend's Ulster Senior Football Championship semi-final clash with Down in Clonus. Sean Patton in goals with Finn Barorty, Brendan McCall and Padder Mogan making up the full back line. Ryan McHugh, Stephen McMenamin and Kieran Moore are the halfbacks, with Hugh McFadden and Michael Langan starting in midfield. The half forward line is Darrow Beale, Kieran Thompson and Shane O'Donnell, with Patrick McBurty, Michael Murphy and Conor O'Donnell named as the front three. Jason McGee, Jamie Brennan, Aaron Doherty and Oisin Gallen, who all came off the bench last weekend against Monaghan, have all been included as substitutes once again. And the injured Keelan McGonigal is not fit enough to make the matchday squad, but has been included in an extended panel. While looking ahead to the game, 1992 All-Ireland winner Tony Boyle says Donegal must keep their eye on the ball to get past Down.
The underlying worry is that, you know, Down are thinking, you know, all the talk, you know, Donegal people talking, are we going to Croke Park, are we going to Clonus and Ulster final? That's dangerous talk. Down have been known to create an odd big shock over the years in the Ulster Championship. Personally, I think Jim will have Argate focus that they'll not be taking anything for granted come Sunday. And, you know, I would like to think we'll be looking forward to a final in a couple of weeks' time, whether it's in Clonus or whether it's in Croke Park. But as long as we're in the final, we'll not mind where we have to go.
Well, throw-in on Sunday is at 3 o'clock, and there'll be full live coverage on Sunday Sport with our commentary team of Oisin Kelly, Brendan Devaney and Brendan Kilcoyne. The winners of that game will progress to the Ulster Senior Football Championship final, where they will face whoever comes out on top between Armagh and Tyrone in the other semi-final in Clonus, which is tomorrow at 4:45. Matty Donnelly, Peter Hart and Dara Canavan all return to the starting 15 for the Tyrone side, while Rory Canavan has been named on the bench. Armagh manager Kieran McGeaney has made four changes. Conor Turbutt, Oisin Conaty, Paddy Burns and last year's captain Aidan Forker all come into the team. Gareth Murphy, Darren McMullen, Tiernan Kelly and Stephen Campbell all drop to the bench. Action in the Donegal Senior Hurling League this evening, with Dunloe against the Tanta. Airua Ballyshannon are at home to Buncrana. St Dunan's meet Carndonna and McCool's take on Burt. And speaking of hurling, the Donegal Hurlers are in Christy Ring Cup action again tomorrow when they make the short trip to Carrickmore to take on Tyrone. And congratulations in order for the Downings ladies football team, who were at a civic reception last night hosted by Letterkenny Milford Municipal District Council in recognition of their Ulster Junior Football Championship success and going on to reach the Junior Ladies All-Ireland Final. In snooker, Mark Allen has become just the 11th player to achieve a 147 maximum break at the World Snooker Championship, but the Antrim man is on the brink of an exit. In the round of 16 at the Crucible, Allen is 12 frames to 4 down to Chris Wakeland ahead of their third session this evening, where Wakeland needs just one more frame to advance to the quarterfinals. In golf, Rory McIlroy and Shane Larry are 8 under par after the opening day's play at the Zurich Classic of New York. Orleans. They're due to tee off at about 10 to 7 Irish time, and they are 6 shots off the lead. In rugby, after last week's defeat to the Bulls, Munster hope to return to winning ways in the URC tonight. They take on Cardiff in Wales. Ronan Kelleher will captain Leinster for the first time for the league leaders' trip to the Scarlets. Ulster play the Sharks. In boxing, Chris Eubank Jr. has failed to make weight ahead of tomorrow's high-profile all-British boxing showdown with Conor Benn. He was 0.05 pounds over the 160-pound limit and will face a fine of £375,000. Ben made the weight comfortably. In badminton, Alex McCauley, a member of the Rafoe Badminton Club, was part of the Irish under 15 team that beat their Scottish counterparts 6-3 in the opening match of a quadrangular tournament in Scotland today. And in racing, Dylan Brown McMonagall had a winner earlier today in Limerick on board the 15-8 wannabe Royal for trainer JP O'Brien in a filly's maiden over 7 furlongs. Meanwhile, Nicky Henderson has confirmed that Constitution Hill will run at the Punchestown Festival next week. And finally, the new season gets underway in cricket here in the Northwest this weekend. Tomorrow's opening league programme is headlined by the clash of Old Foes Brigade and 2024 Premier One champions Donnamana. That's at Beechgrove. St Johnstone are away to Bonds Glen in their Section 2 opener, while Letterkenny are in action against the Ned in League 1, with that game being played in Limavady. And I should say that all those matches will be subject to weather conditions. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris. The majority of traveller organisations do not receive any funding for youth work. A new survey by the Irish Traveller Movement has found numerous counties with significant populations have no traveller-specific UBU-funded youth projects. The ITM is calling for more cultural awareness, better training and inclusion. The National Traveller Youth Programme Coordinator with the ITM is Rosemary Maughan.
Half of the population of Irish travellers live in counties without any specific UBU-funded traveller-specific youth projects. And there needs to be a ring-fenced element of UBU funding that's directed to meet the needs and target the needs of young travellers, to take into consideration the findings of our report and the recommendations to ensure that every county in Ireland has investment for young Irish travellers and that there's traveller youth workers in every county.
Agusanish anuacht Olive eich Colum Ferreter.
Che war mahas a Colum Ferreter an shall in the prive scale team. Ta coil yach an publi one eich forest changa hui has ilahers na hura fui drag skim co ananus atal a torchi vaim o hui ta falter of einyakti fuin luin and che las fui demi baltanya ege kuiga club turnona. Ta an tro stratisha forest nigeliga falsi ho komoi. Falsiu and tro stratisha na malav, la tosiokti ubra na hagriokta, dona blienta bugger at her roi na ahanch, eg ard level stratisha, jirian and tro stratisha keramor cosport, comus, usage status agus jarki, agus realahus agriactul. Fogriu gur wen antogra eco paws o fobul skol gidor, crave nation to clar na golak the udrus na geltak ta emliana. Jenny an aran onadiokt a har kyon na herin e comortus urapa comort a colak na bliana junior achievement via fiasukuigers via fiasukuig a raktal har and sa greg and me ul. Tafele vliantul kultur has scrad na baltinya. Fogar ha arisht an kejaru shartanya imi baltanya. Jen an skrad na baltanya kelyaru emakdi a kulturha ag chas solis anada. Kajmoor ar klar na fela arisht imliana la kiol bio on agus shuloji kushfaraga kardlana alinya agus aralya. Agus ta skeim takiakta nua agyaligar iha da onaj kiol pobl fogar ha Conwenu de liach viliun euro occur ar fáil da onaj kiol baga ar fod na chira is fejr la honaj jontas je suas da kuig mila jeg euro wa oil con costas a wanyin la hamakti kiol vio a raktal a chludu. Sin mahaj eligolair slan agus banacht.
I'm sure. A mix of cloud and bright spells for the rest of today with scattered showers, some heavy with a chance of hail and isolated thunderstorms potentially. Moderate southeast winds will ease, largely dry tonight with clear spells and isolated showers, areas of mist and fog forming in light variable breezes. Mist and fog clearing tomorrow morning, largely dry on Saturday with sunny spells and isolated showers. Cloud building from the west, bringing patchy light rain to the west coast during the evening. Highs on Saturday 14 to 16 in light to moderate south to southwest winds. Fresh pressure near coastal areas. Tonight, expect lows of 5 to 8 degrees Celsius. Looking at the closing headlines before we go, there's been a 7% rise in the number of people accessing homelessness services in the Northwest. There were 169 people accessing emergency accommodation in the region at the end of March, compared to 158 in February. The Donegal figure was 67. That's up 7 on the previous month. 19 families accessing homeless services in the Northwest in March. That's up 3. There were 42 dependent children. That's 1 less than the February figure. Nationally, another record, 15,418 people accessing emergency accommodation. Letterkenny University Hospital has recorded one of the highest percentage rises in cancellations, over 6,000 appointments cancelled last year. That's over twice the number of cancellations recorded at Sligo University Hospital, the HSC citing a number of reasons, including emergency department attendances, staff shortages, infection outbreaks and industrial action. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, a member of the Regional Health Forum, is seeking a review of the situation there. We're back with news headlines at 6. In the interim, check all that is news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 25th of April. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Seamus McBride, Moyle View, Milford. Reposing at his sister Kim and Dermot Ward's residence at 21 Lochfern Heights, Milford, from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Requiem Mass on Monday morning at 11 in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Norman Curran, Spinog, Burt. Norman's remains are reposing at his brother William's home at Spinog, Burt. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Angus's Church, Burt, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has occurred of Johnny Diver, College Farm Road, Letterkenny, reposing at his residence with rosary tonight at 9. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to St Eunan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director, or any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.